Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So before we begin today, I just wanted to open and tell you guys something. So I'm very, very honored that I have been asked to sing the Star Spangled Banner at Talkers Magazine's convention in June. Calm down. It'll be okay. Yes. Yes. I am fully aware of my vocal abilities. Yes. I'm not sure if they are, but I got this. I'm not going to screw it up. I got this. All right. I understand that this could be an absolute disaster, but I got this. And while I was figuring out how to get this, I thought I would share with you all how to get through the Star Spangled Banner without screwing it up, because a lot of people make mistakes when they do our beautiful national anthem. So let's just kind of break this down. Okay, so first and foremost, big mistake most people do with the Star Spangled Banner is they pick the wrong key. And I don't even talk about singing off key. Okay, let's just get the key. So people are like, oh, say, can you see? No. Don't even go there, because there is no way you're going to hit the chorus. You have to start really low. Right? You're like, oh, say, can you see? I mean, you got to start that low. Now, some of you will say, well, wait a second. You barely said the word. You went so low. It was almost like a burp. Oh, say. That's okay. I would rather not be able to hit the note of the lowest notes, because you only have to go low three times, than to screw up a whole entire chorus. So definitely start super, super low. Oh, say. Okay, so start really, really low. Another thing people make a big mistake, especially us ladies, is we wear Spanx. Now, okay, I'm going to be up on a stage. So, yeah, yes, I am aware of my butt. I got a pretty big butt. And so I am going to want to use some contouring sort of garments. The problem is to really contour to the degree that I need to. You can't sing really well because you can't breathe. So I am going to, and I know I'm really sorry, but I'm going to ditch the Spanx. All three pairs that I wear, I'll wear a muumuu so nobody could see. You know what? I'll wear like a choir robe. This way you can't tell that I'm not wearing Spanx, and I don't have to. And then this way I can let it all out if I have to let it all out. All right, that's okay. All right, good. Now, another thing that I have an issue with are the vowels. All right, so like, let me see. Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light? What's the problem? Okay, so I'm trying to think where there's like a vowel. Oh, dawn's early light. Okay, that's a hard one, because you got dawn's early, really hard to sing that. So what a lot of people don't realize is you could stick in a consonant if you want to. So rather than saying dawn's early light, which is really hard to kind of wrap your mouth around, so I stick in a Z. So I go dawn's early light. See, dawn's early is easier to do. Like Ian Zierling, right, from 90210. Dawn's early light. Now I could get through that. And it's not that bad. Now, you know, another thing I have is a lisp. I struggle with a lisp. And one thing I used to do as a child is I used to compensate for the lisp and throw in a southern accent. And when I added a twang, my lisp went away. If I talk like this, my lisp doesn't come out. Oh, say, can you see? So if I sing with a little bit of a twang, I can then get rid of the... So you might as well do that. Dawn's early light. Anyway, so you could kind of get through that. Now, another big thing people have is the grammar. They look at the grammar of the Star Spangled Banner. They go, I don't even know what the hell I'm reading. Right? So let me see. Also, by the way, there's a lot of question marks. what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming. Okay, I don't do well with poor grammar because I grew up where if you messed up your grammar, you got in trouble. So I change the grammar. It's okay. What so proudly we've hailed. Okay. Now, some of you will say, well, that's not right. But the V, how do you go from we hailed without messing it up? So I'll stick in a V. That's a we failed. So I'll stick in a V. Go ahead. Stick in consonants as long as you need. Now, where people really, really screw up is they try to show off at the chorus, right? And the rockets red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof to the night that a flag was still there. Oh, yeah. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner, yeah, wave. Okay, now, and I started too high, I know, right? Oh, the land of the, and okay, so this is why you can't start high. So you got to start really low. Oh, the land of the free. Now, people will mess this up. They will try to do some runs. They'll try to hit the high note. They'll pee on themselves. Just sing the word and get the hell away from it. The average person is not sitting there wanting to see what you do with free. The land of the free, because you'll screw it up. Now you could go free, you could go really high, or you could go free, you could screw, just forget it, just say free. I hate to hell with it, just say free. And no, don't stick a Z in there. No, don't put a Z in. Why would you put a Z in free? Oh, you guys are totally messing this up. You know what? All right. Over the land of the free and the home of the brave. Now, ending a song on brave is deadly. So I don't. Over the land of the free and the home of the brave. It's just weird. So I don't end. I don't finish the Star Spangled Banner. I add extra lyrics to the Star Spangled Banner. You can do that. I remember when I was a young kid, there was an armed forces version where they finished with America, my home. So do that. You could say America, my home. You could say I'm not wearing Spanx. And one final piece of advice. If you don't like the tune of the Star Spangled Banner because it's too hard, the range is too hard, pick a different tune. Right? Like, what about like, don't worry about a thing because every little thing. So if you want to do that, you could say, oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light? Okay, so you can screw around like that, or you can do the happy birthday song. I hate the happy birthday song, but it's an easy range. Happy birthday to you. Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light? Zerly, don't forget the Z. All right, so no Spanx. Stick in your consonants. Start low. And just don't screw up the song. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Somebody asked if I'm going to pass out earplugs for people to when I sing the Star Spangled Banner. That'd be a good idea too. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, a question that keeps coming up. Are humans becoming more stupid? Are we becoming dumber? Are we going to become extinct because we're dumb? And as a physician, we don't like to use the word dumb. I mean, some people do dumb things. And sometimes we'll tell a patient, like, well, that was dumb. Why the hell did you do that? That was really stupid. I have. And I was really honest with my patients. I mean, I'm not going to use euphemisms, you know? That was really stupid what you just did. I know. But we do need to discuss this. Are we getting dumber? Now, what is our definition of dumb? We can't remember phone numbers. We can't remember birthdays. We can't remember shopping lists. We get into cars with strangers because we think they're Ubers, or they are Ubers. We are exhausted. We're not eating right. I mean, what is our definition of dumb? You know, if you time traveled and you went back in time, let's say, I don't know, 200 BC, and you said that we would be putting things in our body that were artificial, that wasn't real food, and we would eat that more than real food, they'd be like, well, that's dumb. If you went back to the 1960s and said, yeah, my daughter at 10, 11 o'clock at night will find a ride home by going into a stranger's car and having them take her home, they'd be like, are you flipping kidding me? If you in the 1980s said, well, I buy things by giving some random stranger my credit card, the full number, the security code, the address, and that's how I purchase things blindly, they'd be like, well, that's dumb, right? So, and then, of course, if you in the 1990s said, I don't know my brother's phone number, I don't have to know my brother's phone number, I am going to have a computer that I walk around with that will remind me what my brother's phone number is, they would probably say that's dumb. So, but this is where we are today. And if you notice, the underlying theme to all that is we're not doing things naturally. We're not remembering things on our own. We're not walking home. We're not paying with cash. We're using tech. We're using manufactured items. Society has now made it okay to get into a stranger's car. What is the what is protecting your kid, boy, girl, whatever, from not being raped, assaulted, murdered when they get into a vehicle? The rating, the car, the share ride rating. They got over 4 stars. So you could get into their car. I mean, it's crazy. And I am not criticizing Uber and Lyft drivers. I have taken Uber and Lyft. They've all been really nice. But, you know, we do things differently. But that's not the dumb that people are talking about right now. People are saying that the average individual doesn't know anything. They have to count on their fingers when they're at a blackjack table. You ask them for a phone number of their loved one, they go, I don't know. I don't have my phone with me. They can't calculate on their own. And so what are we doing? Well, one is we're relying too much on tech. Another thing is we're not getting enough sleep. There's a study saying 8 in 10 kids don't get enough sleep. 8 in 10 kids are sleep deprived. Okay, well, most of our brain development happens in our teenage years. And 8 in 10 kids aren't sleeping enough and are sleep deprived? Then, you know, being middle age, I don't learn as easily as I did when I was younger. What I could learn, calculus? I learned calculus in high school. And I understood it, and I actually liked it. But you have to be able to sleep. We're not giving ourselves proper nutrition. We're not exercising. If you told somebody in caveman days you're supposed to sit from 7 a.m., you'll finish working by maybe 3, 4, 5 p.m., then you will sit to eat, and then you will sit for entertainment, and then you will go to bed. They'd be like, how do you not have so many blood clots? Yeah, I'm sure a caveman would know about blood clots back then. Well, you know, and so I don't want to say the word dumb, but I think we are really putting ourselves in positions where we're not going to survive. How many of your children know Krav Maga, Taekwondo, self-defense, how to use a gun, how to use a knife, how to protect themselves if they're being attacked, how to not get jumped? The average kid would say, oh, no, I'll call for mommy. Or I will call 911 on my phone, or there's a way to push a button on my phone for a silent alarm. Okay, well, yes, that's nice, and it is nice to have an alarm, but do you know how to fight back? How's your upper body strength? Can you run? A lot of these kids can't run. And so, you know, we do have to have some honest conversations about this. Now, I'm not saying do away with tech. I'm not saying do away with 90% of the aisles in a grocery store. But I think we have to have some honest conversations that kids are eating fake food. Kids aren't sleeping enough. They're not learning enough in school. That there's still bad people out there and strangers and rapists and things like that. So be careful. Know how to defend yourself. Does the average kid know how to put out a fire? Does the average adult know where the closest fire extinguisher is? No. Do we prep? You know, we keep hearing that Putin wants to send nuclear missiles and Kim Jong-un and all right. Oh, so let's say you got a text. You actually have your phone and you got a text that there is a nuclear missile headed your way. Where do you go? What do you do? Well, I don't know. Are local officials telling us what to do? Are buildings designated like they were in the 60s? Even though they might not have been officially shelters, at least it was some place people could go where there'd be food and water and some sort of protection. We are really unprepared. So when the World Health Organization says we are unprepared for an infectious disease, look how unprepared we were with COVID. We didn't have enough hospital beds. We had politicians that decided to take advantage and go, ooh, look at this. Let's just kick everybody out of work. Let's make them all dependent on the Treasury. We will save you. We will give you money to eat, to live. Just don't go to work. Don't go to school. Wear a mask. You know, we are so unprepared. And the second somebody asked about natural immunity, how do we fight this? What can we do for our natural immunity? Oh, no, don't even bring up natural immunity. You're a MAGA. You're a conspiracy theorist. Really? So first things first, increase your nutrition. Eat healthy foods. All right, because this is doing nothing for our bodies. Oh, yes, we will become extinct if we continue to eat crap. Number two is get enough sleep. You have to. Number three is get kids in school. And not just for 9 months of the year. Kids should be learning year-round with some breaks. And they should get some sleep so that those what they learned goes to memory. And they should be doing practical things, like I said. Schoolwork is only in the morning where you have concrete 20-minute classes to 30-minute classes. And the afternoon is all about your practical learning. Learn how to start a fire so you can feed yourself. Learn how to fish. Learn self-defense. Learn exercising. Learn all the traits. I understand safety. Make sure you know how to defend yourself and understand what could be dangerous. But these animals are watching us, and they're going to be like, humans are not going to be alpha much longer. 1-877-DOCDOLLY.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. Brian Butler, a former Mar-a-Lago worker referenced as Trump employee number five in the classified documents indictment of Donald Trump, talked to CNN recently how he unwittingly helped move classified documents from Mar-a-Lago onto Trump's private plane. The Iranian-backed Houthis fired two anti-ship ballistic missiles from Houthi-controlled areas into the Red Sea toward a merchant vessel. In retaliation to those strikes, the United States Central Command conducted six self-defense strikes, destroying an unmanned underwater vessel and 18 anti-ship missiles. John Barnett, a former Boeing employee and whistleblower, was found dead in a hotel room of an alleged self-inflicted gunshot wound. Corey Myers, USA News.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of two football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit irs.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, I don't know if you have been watching the congressional hearing. This is, it was interesting. And I understand it's ongoing now. As special counsel Robert Hur is now giving testimony about Biden's interview. And, he is testifying as a private citizen. He left the Justice Department on Monday, according to the DOJ. And the former special counsel, Robert Hur, revealed in the Capitol Hill testimony some interesting revelations. And he arrived on Capitol Hill. There has been some questions as to why Biden was not going to be further investigated or charged. But because he was described as, quote, elderly, forgetful, and had diminished faculties, he didn't recommend charges for the president. And so this was obviously a very interesting development, because if a president is forgetful, has diminished faculties, there is no way he should be commander in chief. He should not have the football. He should not have our thousands upon thousands of armed forces lives under his command. He shouldn't have the millions of U.S. citizens under his control. If he has diminished faculties, he should be replaced. If he did something illegal, then he should be tried, or he should be, through due process. He's innocent until proven guilty, but go through a trial. So when that bombshell report came out, obviously both sides wanted some answers, because so what is it? Is he too diminished to be president, or is he just too diminished such that he could escape justice? So Joe Biden apparently could not remember the year his son Beau died, was often confused by the dates he served as vice president. He could not answer that, apparently, and how classified documents ended up in his home. Now, according to the transcript of a two-day interview, Daily Mail is reporting this, as well as currently the testimony is live now. Biden had brought up Beau's death in a book he had published in 2017. And then when he responded, he had to actually be reminded of the year. Now, I get it. When you're that traumatized, I sometimes don't remember my kid's birth year. So I get that. But, it looks like he is, somebody's covering up for him. Or when he does make mistakes, they point to, well, Trump is making mistakes too. Trump has memory lapses or brain farts or whatever you call it. Well, the problem is now there's a lot of questions as to, why documents were in his garage, what these documents were, Hunter Biden's access. And so when people say, who cares? It's no big deal. Why don't we move on? Well, no, it is a big deal. I mean, if we are ready to put Trump in jail for having classified documents at his house, all right, then why does Biden get a pass? Now, I, understanding the COVID pandemic and how ridiculous that was, my guess is most of our congressmen and women took work home, and they worked from home. We were all told to work from home. I've been seeing patients from home. And so having classified documents at your house wasn't to me the biggest shocker, because my guess is people took things home. What was a shocker to me is now with everything so high tech, what sort of paper or hard copies were necessary to keep. Now, with Trump, for example, he had a cocktail napkin with Kim Jong-un's scribble on it. And I don't know what he scribbled on there, but he scribbled something for Trump. I get mementos, but I still don't understand either with Trump either what hard copies. Because if the Joint Chief of Staff or any sort of, let's say, military head comes into the Oval Office saying, okay, we got to talk to you. All right, there's an operation. Here's the plan. They'll give a flash drive, or they'll do a presentation on, are there really going to be hard copies? And then don't you think those hard copies would then get, where's the National Archives? Where's the librarian? So I'm kind of confused with all of this. But Robert Hur, former special counsel, said that Biden, quote, willfully retained classified materials as a private citizen. And then this was a bombshell, gave them to Mark Zwanitzer, the ghostwriter of his $8 million book. He was then allegedly told to destroy the classified documents. Okay, now we're starting to talk about, all right, well, now this isn't just a man who's kind of struggling and bumbling around. All right. He actually then took them and used them. Hearst said, we identified evidence that the president willfully retained classified materials after the end of his vice presidency when he was a private citizen. Hearst said that included in the evidence was a recorded conversation between Biden and Coast Writers Wannitzer, in which the president stated that he had just found all the classified stuff downstairs. After leaving the presidency, he and Jill signed a multi-book deal with Flatiron Books, about $8 million. So, yeah, now this is starting to look really, really suspicious. And so, I guess Democrats have to decide, is it that the president is too feeble? He really didn't know what was going on. He was really obtuse in the dark about all of this. Or was it malicious? They have to pick one. And that's not easy. And my guess is once things happen with Trump and then they, Biden has documents. My guess is every congressman and woman search their house going, oh, crap. I remember bringing this memo home. And, of course, the question of, well, how classified is classified? Now, we're going to have a potluck. Now, yeah, that might be a low-level classified document from Congress. But you have something where it should not be seen by others. It should not even leave congressional halls. You lose your security clearance. Having family members who work for the government, you will lose your security clearance before you can even say security clearance. So my question is, what happened during COVID? What happened after Biden left the presidency? What is the normal process when presidents leave? And if you have the National Archives and you have, quote unquote, the librarians, isn't there like, I mean, look how in the 1970s and 80s, an overdue library book, I mean, that'd be lights and sirens and you'd be pulled out of class and parents would be called. And that's for just a book. You would think if there was really a sensitive classified document that there would be a tracing of it. All right, we need this back, sir. So we're going to get more testimony. It'll be interesting to see, but it's becoming more and more clear that Biden, well, as if it needed any more clarification, Biden really shouldn't be running again. Now, I know him being on the ticket will help Republicans, but Americans are at stake. And you know, Democrats have to decide, is it that he's too feeble and he's innocent because he really was not in the know? Or do we have somebody that is so on it that nobody is going to pull the wool over their eyes and he'll be able to handle all the foreign policy things thrown his way because he is as savvy as they come, but he didn't do anything wrong with the classified document. I mean, somebody's got to, you got to pick one. 1-877-DOCDOLLY.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a Boeing whistleblower who had raised safety concerns about the airline company has been found, or not the airline, but the plane company has been found dead. It is currently being called a suicide. Of course, many of us are like, oh, really? But there's an investigation underway. But he is a former Boeing company worker who raised concerns about the plane maker's production standards. And it's North Charleston 787 Dreamliner factory. He worked for Boeing for 32 years. He retired in 2017 and apparently was found dead from a, quote, self-inflicted wound, according to BBC. The death was confirmed by the Charleston County coroner, but there is going to be an investigation. I believe he was supposed to appear for his third hearing. And he had been giving evidence in a whistleblower lawsuit against Boeing, according to BBC. He was due to undergo further questioning on Saturday, but he didn't appear. Inquiries were made at his hotel, and he was found dead in his truck in the hotel car park. Now, in 2019, Barnett was cited in a New York Times story saying that the North Charleston factory, one of two plants that makes the 787 Dreamliner, had faced problems with production and oversight that created a safety threat. Faulty parts had been installed in some of the planes, and metal shavings were often left inside the jets. That's according to New York Times. Barnett said he found clusters of metal slivers hanging over the wiring that commands flight controls. The same year, he told the BBC that under pressure, workers had been deliberately fitting substandard parts to aircraft on the production line. This is scary as hell. This is scary. Boeing's safety record, obviously, is under a lot of scrutiny now after the January 5th blowout of a door panel on a 737 MAX 9. And Boeing, according to Bloomberg, has confirmed that it cannot locate any records of, maybe it's in Biden's garage. Boeing has confirmed it can't locate any records of the work performed on the panel that failed and suggested company procedures weren't followed. This is according to a letter sent to a U.S. senator who leads the committee overseeing aviation issues. U.S. regulators last month gave the company 90 days to devise a plan to fix what are called a systemic quality control issue. And the Justice Department is opening a criminal investigation to the Alaska Air incident where the door panel blew off. Now, there have been other issues with planes, but to see this whistleblower found dead, they say there was a note on the passenger seat and a gun in his hand. And he could have. I mean, he could have been, you know, my life is ruined. I mean, he was supposed to go for, I think, his third meeting, the third hearing. And so you start to wonder what's going on. Police report said he extended his stay at the Holiday Inn 2 days prior to a suspected suicide. He was supposed to check out the day before. Reports detailed, according to Daily Mail, that a friend of Barnett's contacted the hotel asking for a welfare check at 10 a.m. on March 9th. Employees knocked on his hotel room door. No response. So they searched for his Dodge Ram, and that's where they found him. Now, I'm not here to look at the, you know, look at what happened with Jeffrey Epstein. You know, there's, oh, well, yeah, he committed suicide, yet I think he had a hangman's fracture, or no, he had, I think, a hyoid-Boyd fracture, which you might see with strangulation. So there are ways where doctors and coroners and forensic specialists can figure out what happened. And again, did he have an enemy? Did he have something? But, you know, when whistleblowers die, it's not a good look. And so now, today, police have announced they have launched an investigation into his death. Even though it was a self-inflicted gunshot wound, they want to get a little bit more information. This airplane fiasco, I don't understand why it's gone this far. And who is running the Department of Transportation? Pete Buttigieg. I'm not blaming Pete Buttigieg for all this, but between the train derailments, between all these plane issues and what we had last Christmas and last 4th of July and, you know, what exactly is the role of who runs the Department of Transportation and who runs these divisions? Should there be more checks and balances? Should we have somebody else in charge? Should the person in charge be, you know, overseen? You're the head honcho. And so this issue, there were passengers on board a plane. This was going from Sydney to Auckland, and apparently the plane plunged out of the sky, injuring 50 people. They lived. A bunch of people, when they plunged, went and hit their head on the ceiling. That's why always wear your seatbelt if you can. But that could have been worse than it was. I mean, thank God the plane didn't plunge to the ground. You know, hopefully nobody sustained severe life-threatening injuries from the head and neck trauma, but St. John Ambulance had to treat the wounded, transport 13 of them to the hospital. But what did the airlines do to the survivors? You want to know what they did? So generous. We're being told that they gave everybody a single McDonald's cheeseburger. And I think that was it for now. Then they got another meal the next day. And I think that's it for now. So now people are pretty ticked off. They're like, that's it? Just a burger? Maybe they got two burgers? You know, it's interesting. I've worked with airlines. And you've had some airlines that they spare no expense. And you have others that are so flippin' cheap. And I'm not saying this airlines is. And I think it was also a Boeing. I think the plane was a Boeing as well. A Boeing 787-9. So I don't know if it was, I doubt it was a Max or anything like that. But and I understand a lot of these plane issues are going to be Boeing because Boeing is Boeing makes planes and these airlines use it. But, you know, we are just ripe for disaster. Boeing stock has dropped. There's so much chaos right now. The lawsuits. I mean, I'm taking a plane in 48 hours. You know, I'm a little nervous about it. I know I made jokes about bringing the wrench, but you know, I want to know that we're not going to have issues when we fly. It's 2024. Flight safety should be at its highest. And I still do feel comfortable taking my family on a plane. But what the hell is going on here? Now, I know somebody is going to be saying climate change. Thank you for that. Climate change. Okay. Any other issues that might be going on? I would say lack of supervision, lack of staff, people maybe doing half-assed work, people not afraid of getting fired. No, but something's going on. Almost every week we hear of a near miss or a plunge or a accident or something. And I understand everybody says the deadliest part of flying is the drive to the airport. I get that. My husband's a pilot. I get that. But, you know, we have some really severe lack of oversight. And I would like to see a little bit more from our government and especially from the Department of Transportation on what they're going to do to fix this. But if they don't get this fixed, we're coming into spring break. 4th of July weekend was a cluster and a 7th because of issues that were going on with software and all that. And Americans and travelers deserve better. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.